Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Darius Garland yesterday, who also seemed like everybody found a way to contribute yesterday. Probably except George Niang. A friend of the show, by the way, who we will have on again at some point. It's been a rough, rough postseason. We'll see if there's a role for him at all in the Boston series. 216-474-0092. But really, yesterday, you know, everybody that was used at some point came in. They found a way to do something because they had to. It's a game seven. You know, you've got to figure it out. Game sevens are such a bizarre animal. I went on social media yesterday on Twitter, talked about how weird it was to see the game officiated the way it was, which was a whistle every 30 seconds. I think there were almost 70 fouls called in that game, and that is rare for game seven. Game sevens, normally they let them play, and I think that actually worked towards the Cavs' favor. Donovan Mitchell, after Banchero got all those superstar calls early, then it shifted, then all the superstar calls went to Mitchell, and that's why you always need in series like this, you need a guy like Donovan Mitchell that can get, with all his savvy, with all his skill, find a way to live at the free throw line, and that's exactly what he did.
So it's taken you two segments to point out the real MVPs of Game 7.
Which was?
John Goble, Bill Kennedy, Kevin Scott, and Brent Barnicke.
Well, and that's
Barnicke!
And right, that's not even to say, Daryl, that it was like slanted towards the Cavs. I mean, Game 6, I thought 60, the Magic got a big-time home whistle.
There were 66 free throws yesterday.
There were, and it's only, I think, eighth time, because I had a stats maven look this up, Cleve T.A. It was the eighth time in 70 Game 7 since 2000, both teams attempted at least 30 free throws.
Wow.
And what that meant, I don't even think it was slanted one way or the other yesterday. I think what it meant was that it was going to be really hard for the Magic to muck it up the way that they wanted to with that officiating crew. That was a huge advantage for the Cavs. Not the way it was called in terms of one team was favored over the other. Just the fact that if they were going to let him play, that was going to favor the Magic. They did not let him play. That was a very tight whistle for Game 7, and I thought that was a huge advantage for the Cavs.
Well, and just between Mitchell and Banchero, at 35 free throws.
Tough to watch at times. If you were just a casual fan, that was a tough game to watch.
Yeah.
If you didn't care about the outcome, or if you're not a fan of the Magic or the Cavs, I think that was kind of a brutal Game 7.
And it felt like it was Banchero v. Mitchell. It wasn't Cavs v. Magic. It was Banchero v. Mitchell.
Well, that was
not good. Only at the free throw line, but from an offensive standpoint, too. Those two were just going back and forth.
And I have to say, give Isaac Okoro some big-time credit.
Yeah.
Because after Game 6, I tweeted that Okoro has lost himself a ton of money because he has not been a willing shooter. And all those things about the fixed jump shot, no evidence of that in this series. But he did step it up defensively and still showed where he is, that even though Banchero can shoot over him, Isaac made him work for every inch on that floor.
Do we have time for some Isaac Okoro slander?
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
I love Isaac Okoro. I do. I love his defensive intensity.
And he found a way to score 8 points yesterday.
He's the second guy off the bench, though, in reality. If you're a true legitimate contender. He's not an NBA starter.
Yeah, it's going
to
be...
He is on this team because they need him to be in spots. He's not an NBA starter. And again, I love Isaac Okoro. I have nothing against him. I love that he's old school, defensive-minded guy. I give him a lot of credit. The offensive game is night and day. But guess what? There was only one direction for that to go, and that was up, because it couldn't get any worse.
Yeah, but Daryl, if they're not doing the switch off with Okoro and Mobley against Banchero yesterday and wearing him down, they're not winning that game.
100%. 100% right. But I'm just saying, Okoro, when you talk about him costing himself money, he's the second guy off the bench in all reality on an NBA. He's the guy that you, to your point, Owen, he's the guy you put on their best offensive player who's beating you up. You bring him off the bench, get him on the floor.
That was huge. That role was a big component because Banchero looked gassed.
But the reality is,
he was done.
Isaac.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is the second guy off the bench. He's a defensive specialist. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, $12 million qualifying offer. Restricted free agency this summer is what could be coming for him. 216.
Good money if you can get it.
216. Yeah, very nice. 474-0092. Donovan Mitchell. So I had a bunch of people in my mentions all week. Win or lose this series, it's no big deal. This team is going to fall way short of what the goals were. The goals were when you traded for Donovan Mitchell, Eastern Conference Finals. Here is Donovan Mitchell on what was accomplished after that thrilling Game 7 come from behind win.
It's an honor, obviously, to be in part of history in that regard. But the biggest thing is, I don't mean this disrespectful, but it doesn't really mean much. We didn't make the group we made just to come in and win the first round. And obviously, we have a tall task in Boston, but we accomplished one goal. Now we have to do it again.
So accomplished one goal, and I have asked the fans, what have the Cavs accomplished in this scenario? Winning Game 7, doing it the way that you had the ups and the downs of a roller coaster series where the home team won every single game in this series. What was truly accomplished by the Cavs? I'm really curious what Cavs fans think about this because I find that they are all over the map. Certainly the fans there in attendance yesterday were all over the map with their emotions during that game. From the moment they tanked game 82, from the moment they solidified their side on the Boston Celtics bracket, I will say one thing did fall into line. Without a doubt, and I don't think this is debatable. It wasn't something that the Cavs could plan. But, you know, you're going to get Boston no matter what. It happened to work out that you get Boston now. Why? Because their X factor all season and what made them truly unbeatable and had them as one of the most efficient NBA offenses in NBA history was Kristaps Porzingis. The fact that you want to talk unicorn, a true unicorn in every sense of the term, 7'4", blocking shots around the rim, contesting shots, and then offensively being able to stretch the floor out to like 28 feet. That guy is not out there. And that is a huge, huge fortunate swing for whoever was going to play Boston. But now it's the Cavs. You'd rather have the Celtics in this round than you would have in the next round because he may not play in any of this series. Yeah. We don't know.
Well, when you talk about what the Cavaliers accomplished, five straight first-round exits without LeBron James on the roster. This is going back to 1993. That's what they accomplished. They finally got out because all those Mike Fratello teams that were good enough to win, you know, 45 games, but then get the eighth seed and then lose in the first round. Remember that endless cycle of mediocrity that the Cavaliers were stuck in the post Nance, Doherty, Elo, Hot Rod Williams era, right? So that's what they accomplished. They got over the hump and into the second round. I think we got a pretty good idea what's going to happen in this Celtics series, but that's why you play the games. Hey, you know, Porzingis not available. The Cavs could very well pick the Celtics off, and the Cavs have beaten the Celtics this year.
Yeah, they had a huge come-from-behind win.
Right, and they, for whatever reason, match up pretty well with them. I think it's going to be a competitive series.
Yeah, I'd like to have Jared Allen. I'd really like to have Jared Allen, because that is the one thing that the Cavs had that the other Eastern Conference teams did not have, is that they would force Boston, and already a depleted interior. Now Al Horford's going to have to start for them. It would have been really nice to be able to throw Jared Allen and Evan Mobley at them.
I'm not confident we're going to see Jared Allen, at least early in the series. I'm not. The guy can't put his hands over his head right now. If he did play, they were going to have to pad up his rib cage, which would have, you know, that restricts your movement, right? He is in a tremendous amount of pain right now. So for the people that want to play that he took the last three games of the series, no, the guy is really, really hurt. He's in excruciating pain right now. If he could be on the floor, if they could give him the good stuff to get him on the floor, they would.
They'll give him the great stuff. 216-474-0092. All right, we have Danny Cunningham coming up at 720, then Lima Likes. Plenty of Guardians, too, over the weekend, taking two out of three. But when we come back, what did the Cavs accomplish, and what happened to the Donovan Mitchell slander? It was everywhere. Even after a 50-point performance, a bunch of weirdos all over the place. We will get to it, what it all means next, here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.